Welcome to Ivo Studio. Today our theme is why should companies and all organizations change from text analytics to Ivo's qualitative analytics? So this is a very interesting topic, and today in our studio we have our CEO Atsa Vesterinen.
Hello.
And our COO Jani Jokela.
Hi everyone.
So many people might think that what are the differences between text analytics and qualitative analytics? Because text analytics is usually quite familiar to everybody. So if you would have to answer this question, what would you say? What are the main differences between text analytics and Ivo's qualitative analytics?
Yeah, it's a very good question. At the first sight, you may consider that it's the same thing. But if you get and start looking it through more thoroughly, you easily find out that there are major differences. If I start with the text analytics, actually you find only those topics and themes that you are interested in. Well, basically you find only the areas that you set the predefined keywords, and you start looking from the data that can you find anything related to those keywords. And you always put the bias, your own bias, immediately when you start setting these keywords. The qualitative analytics approaches in totally opposite way. So instead of defining any keywords, we start looking inside to the data. What is the content of the data? What kind of meaningful themes we can find from the data? How those themes and topics are connected? And we get much more deeper understanding of the content.
Well, Jani, you have a really good example to simplify what Atso was just telling us. So could you show us the example?
So yes, I found a book from my bookshelf. It's from Kai-Fu Lee, and I realized that maybe this is kind of analogy. What you can do is you open the book, you can see sentiment analysis on the book. You can see the green, the positive ones, the red, the negative ones, and the yellow, the neutral words or sentences. But you still have to read it through the book to see what's inside, or you can create nice word clouds from the about the most common words from this book. Like China is probably mentioned 67 times and USA 90 times or something like that. But when you're doing qualitative analytics, you can just open the book, and from the first page, you can see what's inside, what's the content, what are the main topics, and how are they connected to each other. So you can see the big picture instantly, and you can start to dive deeper in the different topics if you like, and find more like root causes behind the different kind of phenomena. But the biggest thing is that tomorrow there will be a new book. This is the case example for call centers or customer service, that you have constant incoming messages and calls. So tomorrow there will be different themes and topics, and you have to understand that without reading the whole book. That will take 6 hours for you. So you are saving time and money when you're doing qualitative analytics.
This was a really good and really concrete example. Thank you, Jani. So now we know what the differences are between the text analytics and our qualitative analytics. So what would you say to an organization that is thinking about changing from text analytics to qualitative analytics? Why should they do that?
So to begin with, I think that the insights that you are finding from qualitative analytics, it's much specific and it's data driven. It's not something that you are interested in and you want to confirmation to your own thoughts. That's called confirmation bias. But what we are doing is on qualitative analytics, we give you the data-driven answers. What is the data all about? So that is one big step forward for better customer experience and understanding the communication that your clients and customers are connecting you.
Yeah, and when you are making the qualitative analytics, it's always unbiased. And also you will find the unknowns that you never even couldn't guess that it's related to example, your customer service. Well, so finding the real information from the customer without your own biases. So it is big change for the text analytics. It creates the real value from the customers, not just your own preconceptions that you have set or are in your mind.
And if I can add one thing, or maybe two, what I think about is that when we talk about customer experience or employee experience, it's not the static goal. It's moving all the time. So if you are using like keywords or something like that, you're missing the trends that is coming inside the narrative of your clients or employees. So you have to keep the data-driven analytics on all the time to understand the changes that are, especially during this springtime, like or past 6 months, because the COVID-19, things are changing daily. So if you have preset keywords, you are missing things a lot.
That is very true. So, and also it's very time consuming to try to all the time guess how our customers are speaking about our products or services or our company, or how they are discussing, what phrases they are using. Instead of that, making the analytics and showing that this is the way the customers are speaking about our services or products, and these items are important for them, and these customers feel very negative, and build kind of the connections between all the dependencies and discourses between the themes. So we get much more deeper understanding with the qualitative analytics.
Yeah, this is very interesting. Do you have any good examples how this has helped organizations?
Well, yes, actually we have multiple good cases, but I can pick one that is on my mind because it's so great. So we have one client that they are doing digital business and they're driving big traffic on their website and their digital services, but they weren't happy about the text analytics and the level of understanding that the text analytics delivered to them. So they switched to qualitative analytics to Aivo, and after 2 months they made pretty big changes on their services, and they measured the change in many levels. How did the changes affect the different kind of NPS scores, different kind of other scores, and also the revenue? That's, I think, the most important measurement is the revenue. So based on the measurements, the value for changes were 500,000 euros. So imagine that.
Yeah, and
so 2 months. So I think that we will have quite a long relationship from now on with them.
Yes, and that these findings that Aivo system was able to show them, that this kind of changes is required to make for their services, help them to confirm them that they should make the changes. And within just 2 months, they get this 500,000 revenue benefit because of the qualitative analytics.
Thank you for this conversation. I think now we have a lot better understanding of the differences between text analytics and qualitative analytics, and why should organizations change from text analytics to our really unique qualitative analytics. Aivo. So thank you for today and until next time.